I'm real curious about notations. I've always wondered why in 1978 you went back and picked up a pre-serial piece after all those years.
That was for me a way of, you know, that was just at the end of my experience as a conductor, really, because in 77 I stopped conducting, you know, professionally, I mean, day after day or week after week. And I learned quite a lot about the orchestra during this 10 years or 12, 15 years I conducted. So I wanted to have some material which were far from me and which I could work on in a kind of independent way. I have nothing to invent, really, but I had to invent the orchestral vocabulary. But at first, you know, when I look at this piece, I say they cannot really be orchestrated like that. So I have to expand them. So I expanded them both in this direction and in this direction. But therefore, that was very interesting because I think always in these terms when I write for orchestra, so that I have many, not many, but I mean a couple of steps. So the first original ideas, then also I mean a kind of expanding these ideas normally, and then also I mean adding the expansion of the orchestra, because that's not only for me just orchestrating, you know, putting a line for the oboe, another line for the, I don't know, for the celli and so on. So for me, I mean, that's rethinking the whole thing.
Yeah.
And there are many layers which are added in the process of orchestration.
Yeah.
And therefore, that was interesting. For instance, the piece Roman number 2, which is which I play at last. You know, in the original piece, you have just a rhythmical ostinato, irregular, but I mean that's kind of ostinato. And then I do it like that, you know, I give a kind of dimension where all these ostinatos are beginning to, you know, to be not superimposed exactly, but to play against each other. And then, so I mean, the percussion progressively enters, it signals first the periods, and then the cells, and then finally it plays the whole thing. You know, and that's the kind of thing you, that's not an orchestration anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's a kind of invention which is properly done for the orchestra. And therefore it was for me interesting to do that with the knowledge I have acquired. And then, I mean, it was invention, really.